SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Donald Trump has chosen Kash Patel to be the next director of the FBI. President-elect has long stated the government's law enforcement and intelligence agencies require a complete transformation. Bloodshed and mayhem in Syria. Bernie Bennett reports.
Syria's largest city Friday and clashed with government forces for the first time since 2016 in a surprise attack that sent residents fleeing and added fresh uncertainty to a region reeling from multiple wars. The advance on Aleppo followed a shock offensive launched by insurgents Wednesday as thousands of fighters swept through villages and towns in Syria's northwestern countryside. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors the country's unresolved civil war, said dozens of fighters from both sides were killed. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, key talks in Pyongyang.
North Korea affirms its support for Russia's war in Ukraine. North Korean state media is reporting that the country's leader, Kim Jong-un, says he will invariably support Russia in its war with neighboring Ukraine. He said so during a meeting in North Korea with a military delegation led by Russia's defense minister. The comments come amid growing international concern about the two countries' expanding relationship after North Korea recently sent thousands of troops into Russia. The official Korean Central News Agency says Kim and Defense Minister Belousov reached a satisfactory consensus on boosting strategic partnership and defending each country and its interests. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
An ugly incident at midfield after Michigan defeated Ohio State today. Wolverine players and Buckeye players got into it. Eventually, police had to use pepper spray to break up the players who threw punches and a lot of shoving. This is SRN News. Well, a new agency is targeting Planned Parenthood.
Elon Musk has been tapped by President Trump to head the Department of Government Efficiency, and one of its first actions may be to cut federal funding from the nation's largest abortion business. Musk, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, who all serve in the new agency, have reportedly placed Planned Parenthood on a list of groups that are benefiting from taxpayer dollars and are liable to be cut off. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
More trouble for the embattled Christians in India. International Christian Concern says the Hindu nationalist government continues to bar ministries from receiving any funding from outside the country. The ICC says the decision essentially bars such ministries from seeking to spread the gospel in their work. Persecution of Christians in India is soaring. This is SRN News. French President Emmanuel Macron has taken a tour of the newly refurbished Notre Dame Cathedral.
Macron entered via the cathedral's giant and intricately carved front doors.
On a le sentiment de la redécouvrir.
I feel like I'm rediscovering it, he remarked during his tour as he stared up at the ceilings in wonder. The visit kicks off a series of events ushering in the reopening of the 12th century Gothic masterpiece. Macron will return on December the 7th to deliver an address and attend the consecration of the new altar during a solemn mass the following day. I'm Karen Shamas.
A court in Beijing has sentenced a prominent Chinese journalist to 7 years behind bars for espionage. Dong Yukai, a commentator and editor, was taken away by police while meeting a Japanese diplomat in February of 2022. He's been in custody ever since then. More details at srnnews.com.